From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, reporting both U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov agree that they will continue to work toward a diplomatic solution to achieve a denuclearized Korean Peninsula. A U.S. statement said the two spoke by phone Tuesday to discuss concerns related to North Korea's destabilizing nuclear program and emphasized that neither the United States nor Russia accepts Pyongyang as a nuclear power. Meanwhile, the U.S. Treasury Department announced that it had imposed sanctions on two North Korean officials for their role in Pyongyang's ballistic missile program. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
The two men it targeted are among the favorites of leader Kim Jong-un and top experts in making the North's weapons. A Treasury report says one of the men, Kim Jong-sik, is a major figure in Pyongyang's efforts to switch its missiles from liquid to solid fuel, which helps make launch pads more mobile, while Ri Pyeong-chol is a key player in advancing the North's ICBM program. Photos and TV footage show both acting casual around Supreme Leader Kim, where most senior aides would keep their distance. However, these restrictions are largely symbolic. They only block both of them from property under U.S. reach and forbid dealings with U.S. citizens.
Russian officials say that it was a homemade bomb that detonated at St. Petersburg supermarket, injuring 10 people. That blasted the power, equivalent to 200 grams of TNT filled with lethal fragments. Investigators said that this opened a criminal case on the grounds of attempted murder, and health officials said none of the victims suffered any life-threatening injuries. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.